Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
I've been digging in lately to the total lack of connection, the disconnect, if you will, that is existing in culture right now. People who pretend to not understand why you may be bothered by things. I mean, there's the whole conversation about the gas stoves. We'll get to that. But there are people who will pretend that you are wrong for being a woman, being upset that a man who says they're a woman is in the locker room or bathroom with you. They will tell you you are wrong and that you are the bigot. Of course, none of those things are true. So why do they say it? Tony Katz, great to be with you. Find everything, tonykatz.locals.com. There's a series of stories about a spa where a woman complained to the staff after a man entered the women-only section of the spa, although claiming to be a woman, exposing himself, although he would say herself, to other women. Oh, wait, not other women, to women, because he actually is not a woman. And there was a protest over this. And how dare you, if you identify, you are. And then there were some riots that took place. Actual fights that took place. Because you are not allowed to deny what you know to be true. No, wait, take that back. You have to deny what you know to be true. Men are not women and women are not men. That's not a rough and tumble statement. I didn't say be mean to anybody. It's just a fact. Men are not women and women are not men. Well, this story is playing a little differently because there was this story about a 17-year-old at a YMCA? And there is a man in the women's locker room, a man who says that they're a woman and exposing himself. And she's like, what in the world is going on? And she spoke about this. And now people are saying, how dare you attack this woman? No, not the 17-year-old girl, the man who says they're a woman, who makes the claim of having a full transition. And then there's a whole question there. And people are very aggressive in attacking the 17-year-old. When David Hogg started talking about guns after the shooting at Parkland, you know what I said about David Hogg? Nothing. Except that I felt sorry. I felt he was being used by his family and by adults, and I thought that was wrong. Something personal? Direct? Zero. I waited until the guy was 18, really 19, at Harvard, where he didn't earn it, he was given it. He was given the entrance to Harvard. He was. He didn't earn it. Because if you're still going to go down this road of being a ridiculous anti-gun zealot based on your emotions and not based on policy, I'm going to have words with you. And I don't apologize for it. You know how many times I went after Greta Thunberg when she was a 16-year-old screaming about the climate? Zero. She's 16. I don't go after 16-year-olds. I don't do it. That's crazy. But look at how little issue grown-ups have with screaming and yelling at a 17-year-old girl. We saw this with the teenage girls there in Connecticut who were suing to be able to compete against other girls in high school sports. They're getting told you have to let that boy who says he's a girl play, and you just have to accept the fact that you may come in second place. And you, swimmer, have to accept the fact that you're not going to stand on the podium. The attack on young women in America is remarkable in the guise of decency. You're going to tell a 16-year-old girl, 17-year-old girl they're a bigot for knowing that that's not a woman? You're angry that they can actually answer the question, what is a woman? The Daily Beast putting out a headline, if drag shows have been one focus of recent extremist rage at the LGBTQ community, it appears as if YMCAs may be emerging as a new proven ground for right-wing culture warriors. First, on the subject of culture wars. Hell yes! Wait, did I do the clapback right? It's a culture war. I don't know. Am I doing it well? Can I get a ranking on that? Let me know on Twitter at Tony Katz. Just checking in. It's a culture war. We've come to win. You think 16-year-old girls should sit down, shut up, and take it. I think you're an abuser freak. Let's go to it. Oh, no. I think anybody who sides on that side. Lots of people who would be cis this and that. See, I'm learning the terminology. They are all in that category. You think a 16-year-old should lay back and take it. You're a freak. I apologize for nothing, because the abuse of young women is gross and we shouldn't allow it. Yet, look at what the Daily Beast is willing to do for the culture to show how good they are. I started with a simple philosophy rooted in fact. Men are not women and women are not men. I'm not telling somebody how to live their lives. I'm noticing facts and I'm sharing that with you. And I apologize to no one. As for this man who makes the claim of being a woman, he can call himself anything he wants. But making the claim that you're a woman doesn't make you a woman. That's not how it works. Standing up for women seems to be like that I'd have to describe it this way is very odd to me. Very ugly. I didn't know it'd be so hard for people to stand up for women, especially the people who were screaming for years that they're strong women and they're standing up for women. Now you're standing up for men who claim they're women by telling women to just lay back and take it. Too creepy and freaky for me. Men don't belong in women's locker rooms. That's the end of that. That's our society. With non-adults? Certainly not. Everyone decides to go to some nude beach. You know what? You're doing you. That's a decision you make. The YMCA? No place for it. The people who believe that if you are trans, that's okay, are wrong. And they need to be told that they're wrong. Because they're wrong. And it's okay to say so. Just like it's okay to say men are not women and women are not men. It's just fact. And this culture war? Damn worth the fight.